USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A medical expert that spoke to the Daily Wire believes the Biden administration will eventually change the definition of fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to include a booster shot as it continues to push vaccines on the public. Dr. Marty Makary, a surgeon and professor at Johns Hopkins University, said on Fox News that the mandates have backfired, freezing people in their positions.
Many of these folks now are never going to get vaccinated. They may never get a booster if they're older and need a booster.
White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeff Zients predicts a winter of severe illness and death for Americans who decide not to take the vaccination.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. For yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Roger Stone, longtime advisor to former President Donald Trump, appeared Friday before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack, where he said he invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
Not because I have done anything wrong, but because I am fully aware of the House Democrats' long history of fabricating perjury charges on the basis of comments that are innocuous, immaterial, or irrelevant.
A study published by the British Medical Journal late Thursday suggests Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is up to four times more likely to cause heart inflammation, myocarditis, or myopericarditis than Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination with Moderna's vaccine was associated with a significantly increased risk in the Danish population, authors said in the study. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate wrapped up its work for the year with Democrats punting work on Build Back Better and a debate over changing the rules into 2022. The Senate adjourned for the year early Saturday morning after a marathon of votes that lasted throughout the day Friday into a rare all-night session and threatened to drag into next week without an agreement. But leaving for the holidays officially punts both President Biden's climate and social spending legislation and voting rights legislation, which would require a change in the Senate rules into next year. Kim Potter testifies in the Dante Wright trial.
There was emotional testimony from former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter as she took the stand in her own defense during her manslaughter trial. She's accused of shooting and killing Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man that she had pulled over for having expired tags. She said her stop went out of control when Wright tried to drive away while her partner was leaning into the car.
I remember yelling, "Taser, taser, taser," and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Potter said she thought she was reaching for her taser, but grabbed her gun instead. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.